बरसों बाद आप ही के लिए नफरत हमें इस दहलीज पे वापस ले आई। When Faridun moves into the Khwab Mahal, the first day Ustad visits her. When he says, "Suna hai Malika Jan ki aankhon se aapne surma chura liya," Faridun snaps back. "Galat. Churaya unhone tha, hum to bas wapis le rahe hain." And that sets the baseline of her character. Faridun is not a villain, she is not a vamp, wo chudail bhi nahi hai ya anti-hero bhi nahi hai. She is as much as the star of the show worthy of sympathy as any other tawaif of Heera Mandi. Welcome, namaste, to our latest episode in association with Netflix and Pod One, where we delve into the captivating world of Heera Mandi, the Diamond Bazaar. After making a mark as the most watched Indian series on Netflix in the first week of launch, Heera Mandi has become a cultural phenomenon, mesmerizing audience worldwide with its rich storytelling and vibrant portrayal of courtesan culture. Praised for its compelling characters and stunning visuals, Heera Mandi has set a new standard for Indian series on a global stage. Join us as we explore the character arc of this formidable tawaif and their journeys in the series. Let's dive in. When Malika Jan was young, she gave birth to a son, sold off by her sister Rihanna to a nobleman for money. When Malika Jan wakes up from consciousness, she asks for her baby to find out what her sister has done to him. Rihanna's act may seem cruel, but her rationalization was that the boy would have had a horrible, tragic life being raised in a kotha. Malika Jan never forgives her sister. Rihanna also treats her younger sister like a slave, asking her to press her feet and threatening to sell her like a common prostitute. With being pushed around by her sister, decides to smother Rihanna to death and stage it as a suicide. She later sells Faridun, the daughter of Rihanna, much like her sister sold Faridun. This sets the stage for the story of how actions in Heera Mandi have long, bloody consequences. Faridun, as a young girl without a mother, had to make her way in the world and learn the tricks of the trade. It is interesting that despite what one can assume to be harsh childhood devoid of love and care, Faridun grows to be a strong, accomplished woman who is sure of her priorities, her identity and her status. She has clearly spent years rising to challenges in life and dreaming the day she will finally face the murderer of her mother, Malika Jan. Faridun simply wanted what was rightfully hers and which was stolen away from her. Yet, Faridun was not vindictive about boundaries. She was not ruthless or heartless. She was scheming as any other tawaif on a daily day, and was in fact empathetic towards her cousins and sister. Faridun is a winsome character because she is smart but never morally damaged. She never crosses the invisible line and is playing the game of chess with her mind. It is also made clear through a few instances that Faridun is not heterosexual and is rather attracted towards women. There are tones of LGBTQ and lovemaking towards women whenever Faridun is shown carefree and intimate. Her sexual relations with men are superficial and based on motives and needs, whereas her true self shines when she is in the company of women. Perhaps her bitter experiences with men from a young age, when she was 9, made her feel attracted and safe with women. This was never uncommon in a kotha, and in fact, gender identity was quite fluid. It is made clear she has cuckolded her Nawab Chaudhary Sahab from Banaras, who has funded her lifestyle. Faridun's initial motives to not pursue Tajdar is because she wants love to fester and bloom between Alamzeb and Tajdar. She anticipates that the love will bring ruin to the kotha and will destroy Malika Jan, which actually eventually happens. Fariden has accepted the fact that she was broken to pieces by her Khala Jaan, Malika Jaan. But instead of being a broken doll, Fariden is one of the most formidable women in the ecosystem of Kota. She also arranges the meet cute between Tajdar and Alamzeb at the Dargah of Heera Mandi. Fariden plants her Nath Utrai the same day as Alamzeb. The ritualistic tradition proclaims that the Tawaif is virginal and is now ready to sleep with the highest bidder. The coming of age ritual was common in South Asian courtesan culture. Fariden tells Ustad Ji that no man has ever touched her, and the only reason Chaudhary Sahab has bestowed everything on her is because she tempts, seduces and plays with his desires without giving away anything. When Malika Jaan takes Fariden to Fufi, the reigning matriarch of Heera Mandi, the women have heated discussion. Fariden finally admits that she may not be a virgin, but she wants to celebrate Nath Utrai nonetheless. And she will make sure she breaks the tradition of Heera Mandi by celebrating her Nath Utrai. Fariden's power lies in her guts and her strength to not be afraid of anyone. Fariden, much like Malika Jaan, reads people and perceives them well. She sets herself apart by always attacking people through words and making sure nobody can push her against the wall. However, Fariden loses the move when Malika Jaan pawns Bibbo Jaan and makes her do her last mujra on the same day as Fariden's Nath Utrai. Fariden sits in the dark room in loneliness as she battles her next move. Fariden walks on the floor of broken glass to meet Malika Jaan, who sits on the other side of the room. Fariden mocks her Khala Jaan and says that it is indeed true that Malika Jaan is so afraid of Fariden that she arranged Bibbo Jaan's last mushaira. Fariden will make sure she sits on the same place as Malika Jaan occupies in the present. Fariden wipes her blood from the foot on Malika Jaan's hem and vows to retaliate. Fariden's strength as a brilliant arch enemy worthy of a fight lies in her talent to not be petty, broken or devastated by her defeat, but to shrug it off as a bad day and move on to her next power move. It is revealed later that Fariden has been manipulating men and escaping her fate from a very young age. After being brought by Satan Mia at the age of 9, she married Iftikhar Ahmed of Rawalpindi, where she poisoned him and ran away. Then a pimp sold her off to Gulfam Bibi's Kota in Awadh, where she was known as Jahanara, and later Fariden even ran away from there to Mohammed Amin of Delhi after burning the Kota. ये तो खैर बहुत लंबी कहानी है कि फरीदन कैसे पहुंची ख्वाबगा. The very next day, Fariden gets what she desired. Walli Muhammad, the former patron of Bibbo Jaan, decides to become patron of Fariden. Fariden is also modernist in her approach and is ready to move ahead with time. Her friendship with Cartwright is restricted to using him to imprison Malika Jaan for her murder. She also invites British people to party in Khwabgah, which shocks Heera Mandi. While a mujra by a tawaif is considered a sacred ritual and a cultural event, the party was seen as obscene. Fariden also has her hair cut short. Women of 20th century with short hair was known as parkati and immoral. She is even shown to get photographed in fashionable style and getting her portraits done. In 20th century, people feared getting photographed. They believed that the camera would snatch away the soul. Fariden has a strong moral compass, is not ready to sacrifice women just for her selfish motives. Even though she's instrumental in making Alamzeb and Tajdar meet, she becomes worried when there's no use of Alamzeb for many days. She's visibly relieved when she finds Alamzeb safe and secure. When Wahida Jaan gets angry with her sister Malika Jaan and decides to stay with Fariden, it is Fariden who convinces her to go back and say, "Nobody leaves house on trivial matters." When Cartwright tells Fariden that the men from police station raped Malika Jaan, Fariden is shocked and disgusted. She tells Cartwright she never expected or made him take such a drastic step. Fariden bolti hai, हम उनका गुरूर छीनना चाहते थे, आबरू नहीं। A woman would never want such a thing for another woman. She makes the inspector leave visibly disgusted and cries on having been instrumental in such a horrible thing. When she is invited to the wedding of Alamzeb, Faridun is extremely happy and eats mithai since it's the first wedding of Heera Mandi. When Ustadji tells her that Cartwright has captured and imprisoned Tajdar, it is Faridun who becomes like an overprotective sister and tries to help Tajdar to escape. She rushes to the jail to convince Cartwright to release Tajdar. Cartwright dismisses her, knowing it's a ploy to release Tajdar. Faridun returns broken to Shahi Mahal and delivers the news of Tajdar's death. Malika Jan and Faridun finally unite at the end of the series and have a heart-to-heart session in the last episode where the two women reflect how much alike they are. Malika Jan admits that if there's one person who is worthy of being huzoor of the quota, then it is Faridun. She offers her the key to Shahi Mahal, but Faridun refuses. Faridun joins other Tawaifs in Heera Mandi to fight against the British and becomes part of nationalism. She sells off her jewelry to fund the rebellion and releases both Nawab, who refuses to fight the British. Faridun is a perfect example that women, even when they hate each other and want to win, will never cross an invisible line. In the end, women support women.
A Pod One Production.